Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the ale.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama J.
And before we get into it, Mama, do you have any What the Ale moments or what are you drinking this week?
I am having an Oakland United sarsaparilla stout.
Ooh.
So it's very fun and delicious. And if anybody likes sarsaparilla, this is the thing for you.
I was going to say, is it just like a boozy sarsaparilla or is it actually like a beer?
I mean, it's like a beer that tastes sarsaparilla-ish.
Gotcha. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, super fun. I remember when you were a kid, we would always get sarsaparilla when we'd go to like old ghost towns and stuff.
Oh yeah, sarsaparilla is the best. There's one place in Old Sac that has it, and I got so excited I bought a bottle the other day or last time
Oh,
I
did
was
you?
back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And my what the ale is, a really tragic thing is that somebody that I know. There's a school up the street from her kid's school, and a man went in there pretending to be, you know, a potential parent, you know, with a new student or something. But he went in there and started shooting, and two kindergartners were shot. Both of them have survived and are going to need multiple surgeries to repair their wounds.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so
was this in Sacramento or where?
It was like, I think in Yuba area or something.
Okay, so nearby. But
yeah, but it was really, really sad. And yeah, I don't know what that was about. But yeah, just a man went in there and started shooting, and two kindergartners. I'm like, who shoots kindergartners? Like, I don't know. So that's what's on my mind today.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
what about you? You drinking anything or?
Yeah. Gosh, sorry, I got all distracted. Yes, I am drinking a Whirlpool from Night Shift Brewing. It's like a hazy IPA, very yummy. And then let's see what the ale moments. I think one with the ale moment that I'm still trying to understand is like how there was a tsunami warning in
Yeah.
the Bay Area this week. I mean, a 7.0 earthquake is crazy.
Yeah.
So I feel like I had a lot of friends and people reaching out being, you know, like not about me, but I had people I knew being like, oh, I'm like driving home to get the cats or, you know, whatever, because it's not safe. So that was like a little stressful. But I'm glad that it was canceled and it was kind of an over exaggeration or whatever. So,
yeah, but that's the first time we've had a earthquake like that big in a long time.
Yeah. No, they were saying it's been like 30 years since we had one that big. So,
yeah,
definitely. Yeah, climate change, what a time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we can get into my topic this week.
Okay, what you got for us?
So I felt like we hadn't covered a cryptid in a while.
That's true.
So I decided to cover one that's actually kind of close to home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So have you heard of the Fresno Nightcrawler?
I have heard of the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Okay, so I'm going to tell the story. Apparently, it also looks like, or it has a similar description to another cryptid. So I kind of cover both of them in this, but mostly
Okay.
the Fresno Nightcrawler. But before I get into it, I just want to describe what it looks like because it is kind
Okay.
of weird. A lot of witnesses say they kind of look like a pair of pants or a tooth that moves on its own. So if y'all have seen Dr. Seuss, like the pants with nobody inside them, it looks like
Oh
one
my
of those.
gosh, yeah.
But they're typically white or gray. Most people say that they are somewhat short, about 1.5 meters, so like 4.5-ish feet. And pretty much all of their height is leg, and they have like a tiny body, because they wear pants with nobody inside them. And then some people have said they do have eyes, and some people say they do not. So that's like a weird thing. That some people say they have stilt-like feet, so they walk a little funky. And they also said that, like, because of the way their feet are, it almost seems like they have backward-facing knees. So they kind of walk in a really weird way, like almost like an animal. And different sightings show different things. So we'll kind of get into that and like compare it to the other creature, the Carmel something. I don't remember what it's called right now. But we will get into where this began. So the first sighting was on November 5th, 2007, by a man who chose to go by Jose. We don't know if that's his actual name, but he lives in Fresno, and he wanted to like know what was making his dogs bark every night. So he set up these security cameras. And some people said that like it wasn't just his dogs were barking every night. Like some people were like, no, like there was some crime in the area, but regardless, he set up some cameras, and he saw two creatures on his front lawn. So he woke up his brother to, kind of look at the footage and be like, am I crazy or is this real? And then they went outside. They claimed to have seen footprints, but it had been, like, I guess washed away, or like they weren't there when the investigators arrived. Like they called the cops.
Did they say what the footprints look like?
No, they just said small footprints. Like they had like small feet. And so the weird thing with this sighting though is that the original video footage is lost. There is like a grainy video recorded from a computer monitor. So you could still see the video, but it's a little tough to see. People do think that, the creatures are moving in a way that is like not logically possible. But again, if it's like a cryptid, I feel like we see that a lot with like cryptids and just new animals in general. They move in ways we're not used to. So I don't know. Some people do think, it kind of looks like a puppet that's, being controlled. Like people are like, it could just be a pair of pants that they kind of swept over their lawn. However, someone did do like one of those, I don't remember what the camera type is called, but they did like a thing where you could like filter a video and like show all the textures in the video, and the pants were, so there was no like string or anything moving out there with them. It was just the pants. So I don't know. It's
That
very,
seems very strange, but
yeah, it's like weird. Like, what type of creature is this? But Jose like really wanted an explanation, and so he sent it to Univision and Victor Camacho. And Victor Camacho is the host of a Spanish supernatural program called Los Desvelados, Dos Velados, which is also known as the Sleepless Ones. And on the show, no one could really explain what was going on with it. No one really knew, like, had an explanation, could say like what he saw. Like, but they also couldn't debunk it, I think, is like the important thing. And Jose apparently, like, after all of this, was like so scared to leave his house. Like, he didn't leave for 2 weeks, basically. And he didn't want to show his face on camera. To this day, we don't know if his real name is Jose or if, like, even what his last name is. He did eventually show his face on camera, but it was like 10 years later. And then he has since passed away. So I guess we will never really know from like Jose's perspective if this was real or fake. But I don't know. I feel like if someone was trying to get attention, like they wouldn't be so scared to leave their house, or that type of thing. You know what I mean? So I'd like to believe
No, I
Jose.
get that. It, but I get not wanting the attention because it does sound silly, like a pair of pants or like a tooth moving on its own. I mean, that's a very odd creature. So yeah, it sounds very Dr. Susan. Like I could understand not wanting to be attached to it, but wanting it to be investigated,
No, absolutely. It's just one of
If
those.
it's something you're afraid of, yeah.
Yeah, it's just really tough to know. But so then the next sighting of the creature was in 2011, so like 4 years later, and it was at Yosemite National Park, which is right by Fresno, if people don't know that.
Yeah.
And basically, they saw two crawlers that it looked like they almost had webbing connecting their knees to their torso. So I don't know. Like they kind of explained it like, you know how frogs have like webbed feet.
Yeah.
That's what they said it looked like, but they didn't like have a drawing of it or anything. So I'm not really
But
sure.
between the knees and the torso,
Yeah,
huh?
but then like the torso is just like the head of the tooth or like the top of the pick.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's just how they're connected. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they did say that one was smaller than the other, so like one was like less than a meter high, and then the other one was a little bit higher than a meter. And you know what's weird is like I couldn't find the surveillance footage. I don't know if you know, because it belongs to like the National Park Service, like they can't release it or something. I don't know. But a lot of people were unable to explain that. And you know, this kind of started a whole sort of like sensation in Fresno. Like people really were like, oh, this creature is real. And like, I'm seeing it in my backyard and I'm seeing it in my backyard.
Yeah.
Most of those were debunked as people just having like pants and like floating them in their yard.
It is
But
silly. I could see wanting to like joke around about it.
yeah, but it really has become like part of like the cryptid
Yeah.
world. And, you know, like they have murals of the Nightcrawler in Fresno now and things. So I do think that's very interesting. One fact I will say is that the Sci-Fi Network did come in and apparently look at both videos. I did not watch this, but they like genuinely tried to recreate all of the like sightings and they couldn't. Like they weren't
Okay.
able to recreate the way the creatures moved or
Okay.
whatever without like crazy like AI or something that like people
Yeah.
normally have access to. So now I'm going to get into the other creature a lot of people think might be similar or related to the Nightcrawler, which is the Carmel area creature. And this is not in Carmel, California. Those of us who are from there, it is actually in Carmel, Ohio, I
I
believe.
did not know there was a Carmel, Ohio.
I did not either. But it starts out in 2004. Actually, well, okay. So this starts out in 2004. This is in Billings, Montana. So we're getting further into the Midwest. But a teenager was driving his car and he basically saw something really similar to the Nightcrawler, but the only difference was that it was over 6 feet tall. So he saw a massive creature. Like right at the same time, another like an elderly couple was coming toward the teen on the freeway and also saw the creature and they like pulled over and conferred and were like, this wasn't like a person in a weird outfit. Like this was like an actual creature. And so then that's kind of where we get into like the Carmel area creature, because then 10 years later, in December 12th of 2014, there was a 60-year-old Marine who was driving over a hill with his wife, and the creature ran across the freeway and into the woods.
Okay.
What they saw was a creature that was about 7 foot tall, slim, with gray muscular legs, and it walked like its knees were backwards. So kind of like a bird.
Yeah.
And they said that it didn't seem to have any arms. And so then when they arrived home, they made a drawing, which again looked a lot like the Fresno Nightcrawler, just like more long and lanky.
Yeah, the like looking like walking backwards or knees backwards thing always freaks me out. Like even in movies when they have creatures that like move like that, it looks so disturbing.
Yeah, I hate it. It's not my like things are supposed to go a certain way. Don't go
Yeah.
another way.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people obviously are like, maybe they're aliens and, you know, we don't know what aliens look like, so they totally could be. Some people, of course, like wanted to blame or like say that it was a part of Native American folklore, which actually has been completely debunked. Like there is no Native American folklore that talks about these creatures at all.
Okay.
So whoever was doing that is just making choices.
Okay.
But Of course, people do think it could be a prank. Obviously, there were people making lots and lots of hoax videos and like doing all sorts of things. So it could easily be something that, maybe it was a prank and we just couldn't recreate the original ones for some
Yeah.
reason. One theory that I think is really interesting is that a lot of the people, especially in like Billings and the Carmel area, thought that maybe it could be an ostrich. And the reason why they thought that was because they're really big birds, and if it just like ran across the road, you might just see their legs or like whatever. But then I also feel like ostriches are kind of like when they run, they kind of puff up and like they're more obviously.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, the leg thing I could see because the ostrich legs are kind of weird, but yeah, the rest of it, I mean, if it they're saying it looked kind of like the top of pants, like an ostrich does not look like that, so.
No. And then someone else, which I had never seen this, but or like I've never seen this before or heard this example before, but apparently deer stand up when they fight. And because of their like white bellies, sometimes they look like they're, like it almost looks like their head or like eyes, and then like their tummy is like attached to these long legs. It makes sense for something that's not moving, but I don't think
Okay.
they just like run across front yards
Yeah.
legs.
Yeah, no, that seems strange.
So definitely did not make sense to me. I do, I don't know. So yeah, anyway, that is pretty much all we know about the Fresno Nightcrawler. It's a
Okay.
very small case. But yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Do you believe it? Do you think that's a real thing or?
I think it could, I don't know. Like, I think for me, the sightings in Yosemite, I think, are more believable because they're smaller to me, I guess. Like, I'm like, they're smaller and little and da da da. And like there's videos, but like pretty much all of the other ones, like the Carmel area, like they're all just like, oh, I saw this thing run across the road. There's no pictures, there's no surveillance footage, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like tempted to believe someone who was like so terrified that he felt he had to stay in his house.
Yeah.
To me seems a bit more like, oh,
Well, I
that's
definitely think he saw something.
yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think the video looks like something's moving across the yard. It's hard to tell what it is, and I do think it
Okay.
looks a little weird. So I would recommend people watch the video and share your own opinions. But yeah, I think I'm more inclined to believe Jose saw something, even if it wasn't totally real and it could have been a prank. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
What it, yeah, anyway. So I guess we got a short and sweet one for you this week, friends, but that might be nice because we're gonna have our keg coming out later this weekend. So that
Yeah.
will give you something to. Something short and sweet, and then something long and dreadful.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
just kidding. And well, it's kind of a dark one this month, friends, so be prepared for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my story.
Okay. Yeah, short and sweet for sure. Yeah, I don't know. My mind just keeps going back to Dr. Seuss and the pants with nobody inside them because, that's a story I've definitely talked to you guys about, and like we've read it and we did a Dr. Seuss photo and wanted to have the green pants and the photo and all the things. So
Oh yeah.
yeah, but that's it. Yeah, so that's what it makes me think of though every time I hear about it.
Yeah, they're so funny. And they really do just kind of look like teeth or like, yeah, pants with pointy legs. Like they're just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So
It's very strange.
I don't know whether this is some elaborate hoax or this is, an actual creature. Either way, it's a little wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, friends, I guess we'll let you go. But make sure to like, subscribe, rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. We have an Instagram you could follow, which is What the L Pod. We also have a Patreon where we do bonus episodes, which they're pretty great. And then lastly, we do have our email account. You could send us topic ideas or just reach out to us and like hang out or be friends with us if you want. But outside of that, I just want to say I appreciate you, Mama.
I appreciate you.
And we appreciate you, friends. Bye.
Bye.